Chapter 10. Round his neck, and giving him a most enthusiastic kiss. Like himself. Apostrophe apostrophe repeated Gabriel, affecting to grumble, but evidently delighted with the part he had taken, and with her praise. Very like himself, so your mother said. However, he mingled with the crowd, and prettily worried and badgered he was, I warn you, with people squeaking, don't you know me? And I found you out, and all that kind of nonsense in his ears. He might have wondered until now, but in a little room there was a young lady who had taken off her mask, on account of the place being very warm, and was sitting there alone. Apostrophe, and that was she? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said his daughter hastily. And that was she, apostrophe, replied the locksmith. And I no sooner whispered to her what the matter was as softly, doll, and with nearly as much art as you could have used yourself than she gives a kind of scream and faints away. Apostrophe, what did you do? What happened next? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked his daughter. Why, the masks came flocking round, with a general noise and hubbub, and I thought myself in luck to get clear off, that's all, apostrophe, rejoined the locksmith. What happened when I reached home you may guess, if you didn't hear it. Ah! Well, it's a poor heart that never rejoices. Put Toby this way, my dear. Apostrophe, this Toby was the brown jug, of which previous mention has been made. Applying his lips to the worthy old gentleman's benevolent forehead, the locksmith, who had all this time been ravaging among the eatables, kept them there so long, at the same time raising the vessel slowly in the air, that at length Toby stood on his head upon his nose, when he smacked his lips, and set him on the table again with fond reluctance. Although Sim Tappert had taken no share in this conversation, no part of it being addressed to him, he had not been wanting in such silent manifestations of astonishment, as he deemed most compatible with the favorable display of his eyes. Regarding the pause which now ensued, as a particularly advantageous opportunity for doing great execution with him upon the locksmith's daughter who he had no doubt was looking at him in mute admiration, he began to screw and twist his face, and especially those features, into such extraordinary, hideous, and unparalleled contortions, that Gabriel, who happened to look towards him, was stricken with amazement. Why, what the devil's the matter with the lad? Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried the locksmith. Is he choking? Apostrophe, who? Apostrophe, apostrophe, demanded Sim, with some disdain. Who? Why, you, apostrophe, returned his master. What do you mean, by making those horrible faces over your breakfast? Apostrophe, apostrophe, faces are matters of taste, sir, apostrophe, said Mr. Tappertit, rather discomfited. Not the less so, because he saw the locksmith's daughter smiling. Sim, apostrophe, rejoined Gabriel, laughing heartily. Don't be a fool, for I'd rather see you in your senses. These young fellows, apostrophe, he added, turning to his daughter, are always committing some folly or another. There was a quarrel between Joe Willet and old John last night, though I can't say Joe was much in fault either. He'll be missing one of these mornings, and will have gone away upon some wild goose errand, seeking his fortune. Why, what's the matter, doll? You are making faces now. The girls are as bad as the boys every bit. Apostrophe, apostrophe, it's the tea, apostrophe, said Dolly, turning alternately very red and very white, which is no doubt the effect of a slight scald so very hot. Apostrophe, Mr. Tappertit looked immensely big at a quartern loaf on the table, and breathed hard. Is that all? Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned the locksmith. Put some more milk in it. Yes, I am sorry for Joe, because he is a likely young fellow, and gains upon one every time one sees him. But he'll start off, you'll find. Indeed he told me as much himself. Apostrophe, indeed. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Dolly in a faint voice. Indeed. Apostrophe, is the tea tickling your throat still, my dear? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the locksmith. But, before his daughter could make him any answer, she was taken with a troublesome cough, and it was such a very unpleasant cough, that, when she left off, the tears were starting in her bright eyes. The good-natured locksmith was still patting her on the back and applying such gentle restoratives, when a message arrived from Mrs. Varden, making known to all whom it might concern, that she felt too much indisposed to rise after her great agitation and anxiety of the previous night, and therefore desired to be immediately accommodated with a little black teapot of strong mixed tea, a couple of rounds of buttered toast, a middling-sized dish of beef and ham cut thin, and the Protestant manual in 2 volumes post-octavo. Like some other ladies who in remote ages flourished upon this globe, Mrs. Varden was most devout when most ill-tempered. Whenever she and her husband were at unusual variance, then the Protestant manual was in high feather. Knowing from experience what these requests portended, the triumvirate broke up. Dolly, to see the orders executed with all dispatch. Gabriel, to some out-of-door work in his little chaise. And Sim, to his daily duty in the workshop, to which retreat he carried the big look, although the loaf remained behind. Indeed, the big look increased immensely, and when he had tied his apron on, became quite gigantic. It was not until he had several times walked up and down with folded arms, and the longest strides he could take, and had kicked a great many small articles out of his way, that his lip began to curl. At length, a gloomy derision came upon his features, and he smiled, uttering meanwhile with supreme contempt the monosyllable Joe. Apostrophe apostrophe I either over, while he talked about the fellow, apostrophe he said, and that was of course the reason of her being confused. Joe. Apostrophe, he walked up and down again much quicker than before, and if possible with longer strides, sometimes stopping to take a glance at his legs, and sometimes to jerk out, and cast from him, another Joe. Apostrophe apostrophe in the course of a quarter of an hour or so he again assumed the paper cap and tried to work. No. It could not be done. I'll do nothing today, apostrophe said Mr. Tappertit, dashing it down again, but grind. I'll grind up all the tools. Grinding will suit my present humor well. Joe. Apostrophe, whrrrr. The grindstone was soon in motion. The sparks were flying off in showers. This was the occupation for his heated spirit. Whrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr offered it, pausing as if in triumph, and wiping his heated face upon his sleeve. Something will come of this. I hope it mayn't be human gore. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.